We know that it is 是 desire of God from eternity。我们知道，在永远的里面，这是神的心意。God desire to end at that。神实在愿意得这一个美国。
Even when He created man，
当他造人的时候
，He had that in view。
他已经有这样的看见。
That is the reason why He created man in His own image after His own likeness。
所以是为什么他创造人的时候造成他的形象跟他的样式
？This is because He wants to commune with man。
因为他愿意与人相交。
He wants man to be His dwelling place。
他愿意人成为他的居所。
And also man they have God as their dwelling place。
然后人也当也以神为他们的居所。
And you remember when God first delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt.
当我们记得是从此把以色列人从埃及拯救出来的时候
，He brought them to Mount Sinai.
他把他们带到锡安山
，And there He revealed to them His heart.
在那里他把他自己的心意向他们打开。
But why did that He should deliver that people?
为什么他要把这些人拯救出来
？He delivered them that he might dwell among them。
他拯救他们，为的是要住在他们中间。
And this is the desire of our God。
这是神里面的心愿。
But we know that in the Old Testament，
我们知道在旧约里面
，these are types and shadows。
我们知道这些只不过是预表事情而。
And they will be imposed。Until the time when God will recover all things.
当神恢复得着一切的时候，其实就见证实际。
At the time when God will set all things right.
当神将样样事情都预备整齐的时候
，That is at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那是主耶稣再来的时候。
So by the coming of the Lord Jesus.
因为主的再来
，God has brought us.Into the reality.
神就要把我们带进实际。
It is no longer shadow we are dealing with.
那个时候就不再是影儿。
It is reality that God desires us to be in.
那是实际，神要我们进入。
Out of every nation, every tribe, every tongue, every people.
从各族、各方、各民里面的人。
God gathers a people unto.Himself.
神召集人来到他的面前
，and this people are built together to be a spiritual house.
这些人被建造成为会宫
，to be a holy priesthood，
成为圣洁的祭司
，and to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
成为神所借着耶稣基督成为神所悦纳的凭据。
So brothers and sisters, today we are not dealing with shadow anymore.
就是说，今天我们不再是在影儿的里面。
We are dealing with reality.
我们是在实际的当中。
It is therefore most important for us.
对我们来讲是那么重要。
What really is that which God desires?
神所造的是。
And what grace?Has done for
us. 恩典给我们带来什么
？And how to respond to God's working in us?
我们怎么样来回应神在我们身上的工作
？And this is the reason why we gather here together.
这也是为什么我们聚在这里的原因。
So may the Lord give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
求主把智慧跟启示圣灵赏给我们。
That our eyes, in the eyes, may be open.
让我们里面的眼睛被打开。
That we may be led into the reality of God's heart.
让我们被带进神旨意的实际里面。
As our brother mentioned last night.
我们弟兄昨天晚上提到。
We will approach this theme from three directions.
我们从三方面进入这个主题。
One, spiritual heart.
一面是从美工这个角度。
And one is holy priesthood.
一面是从圣洁的祭司,
and the other is acceptable sacrifices.
另外一面是从所悦纳的美祭,
even though we look at this thing from three directions.
所以我们从三方面来看祭祀主题,
but really, they all one.
但其实是一个,
and my burden is on spiritual
house. 我的负担还是讲到美工,
in this third section, we would like to establish on God's desire for the
house.
And God willing, the next morning, we will deal with the pattern of the house of God. And then thirdly, we will deal with the building of God's house.
第三点，我们会讲到神民工的建造。
I think when in Chinese we translate it into 林东, which is spiritual palace,
中文我们翻译为工,
I think this is a little bit misleading.
我觉得这是有一点的误导,
because the emphasis is on the house.
因为好像这个重点是在这个宫,
because the impression of a palace to you is different from the impression of the house.
因为在我们的观念里面对于一个皇宫跟一个家是不一样的,
the house is a more intimate
feeling,一个房子一个家给我们一个亲密的感觉.
So I would prefer the house of God.
所以我愿意说是神的家,
and instead of the palace of God.
而不是我们没有好过讲神的殿跟女工.
Now we will please turn to Genesis chapter 28.
我们打开创世纪28章。
Genesis chapter 28.
创世纪28章。
We'll read from verse 10.
我们从第10节开始。
And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran.
雅各从别示巴向哈兰走去,
and he lighted on a certain place and watched there, because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of the place and made it his pillar and laid down in that place.
到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿，便拾起那地方的一块石头，枕在床下，在那里躺过睡。
And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to the heavens. And behold, angels of God ascended and descended upon it.
梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，有神的侍者在梯子上上去下来。
And behold, Jehovah stood above it. Jehovah, and he said, I am Jehovah, the God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac, the land of which thou liest, to thee will I give it. And to thy seed.
耶和华站在天子以上说，我是耶和华你祖宗亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。我要将你所现在所把握之地赐给你和你的后裔。
And thy seed shall be as dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south, to thee, and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
以后一地像地上的尘沙上要多，地上东西南北开的，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福。
And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places of which thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done what I have spoken to thee of.
我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，与你归回这里，总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。
And Jacob awoke from the sleep, and said, Surely Jehovah is in this place, and I knew it not.
雅各睡醒了，说：“耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道。
”And he was afraid, and said, How dreadful!In this place. This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.
就句话说，这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。
And Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had made his pillow and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on the top of it.
雅各清早起来，把所整的石头并作柱子，浇油在上面。
And he called the name of that place Bel El, but the name of that city was Luz on the first at the first.
他就给那地方起名叫伯特利，在那地方起先名叫路斯。
And Jacob vowed a vow saying.If God will be with me and keep me on this road that I go, and will give me bread to eat, and a garment to put on.
雅各许愿说，神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，就给我食物吃，衣服穿。
And I come again to my father's house in peace. Then shall Jehovah be my God.
说平平安安回到我父亲的家，我就必以耶和华为我的神。
And this stone which I have set up for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou wilt give me, I will without fail give the tenth.
我所立为柱子的石头也必作神的殿，凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。
And Exodus chapter 25.
我们再翻开出埃及记二十五章
，verse 1.
第一节。
And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me a heave offering of everyone which prompted him. He shall take my heave offering.
耶和华曾对摩西说：“你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。”
Verse 8.
第八节。
And they shall make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them.
又要为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
According to all that I shall show thee, the pattern of the tabernacle and The pattern of all the utensils thereof, even so shall ye make.
制造帐幕和其中一切的器具，都要照着我所指示你的样式。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
我们再翻开以弗所书第二章。
Beginning with verse 19.Ephesians chapter 2, verse
19.
So then you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but you are fellow citizens of the saints and of the household of God.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同活，是神家里的人了。
Be built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets.Jesus Christ himself, see in the cornerstone.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有耶稣基督自己为房角石。
In whom all the building fitted together increases to a holy temple in the Lord.
各方靠他背后的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
In whom we also are built together to a habitation of God in the Spirit.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
The first mentioning of the term the house of God is found in Genesis chapter 28.
圣经里面头一次提到神的殿、神的家这个字是在创世纪28章。
And we know according to the principle of first mentioning.
我们知道根据解经头一次提到的这个原则。
Usually you find all the principles, main principles of that term are included in it.
我们会发现，关于这一个词，它主要的原则都包括在头一次记载的这个经文里面。
So when we are talking about the house of God,
当我们讲到神的家、神的殿，
we will go back to the story of Jacob.
我们要回到雅各的故事。
And we know how Jacob cheated his brother.
我们知道雅各他欺骗了他的哥哥。
How he cheated his brother in order to rob him of the birthright.
他就这样的来欺骗抢夺他哥哥掌的名分。
And later on, how he cheated his father in trying to correct the blessing of the firstborn.
然后他就欺诈他的父亲得到长子的祝福。
And because of what he did,
因为他这样做,
he had to flee for his life.
所以他就要逃命。
Because his brother wanted to kill him.
因为他的哥哥要杀他。
Now we know Jacob was a very homely person.
你知道雅各是一个整天愿意在家里面的人。
And he is not like his brother Esau.
他不像他的哥哥以扫那样。
His brother Esau is a hunter.
他以扫是一个猎户。
Living in an outside life.
是住在外面的人。
But Jacob is a person who loves to stay at home.
雅各他是喜欢在家里。
But because of what he did,
因为他所做,
he was not allowed to remain in his father's house.
他就没有办法留在他的父家。
He had to flee for his life.
他就要逃命。
But he was on his way.
当他在逃跑的时候,
the sun was set.
太阳落了。
So he found a stone and making a hill.
所以在地上长了一块石头，就正在下。
He was so exhausted that he was able to fall into sleep even with a stone as a pillow.
他实在太疲乏，拿一块石头做枕头，他就马上睡着。
And as he was asleep,
当他睡觉的时候，
he dreamed a dream.
他做一个梦。
Jacob must be thinking about his father's house.
雅各可能在想他的父家。
He was lonely.
他很孤单。
He couldn't stay in the love of his father's house.
他没有办法生活在他父家的爱里。
He tried to cheat his brother and his father.
欺骗了他的哥哥跟他的父亲。
Try to gain the birthright and also the blessing of the firstborn.
他在那里要抢夺长子的名分跟长子的祝福。
But now, in all appearances, you find he lost everything.
但是你看到他结果失去了一切。
So he must be thinking of what had transpired. 他实在看到这些事情、哦、他都看得透。And so he must be thinking about these things. 然后他就在这里思想这些事情。And there he dreamed a dream. 他在这里做了一个梦。God gave him a dream. 神给他一个梦。The heaven was open. 天是打开。And he saw a ladder. 看到一个梯子 set up on the earth and it reached.妻子立在地上，妻子的头顶着天。And behold, angels are ascending and descending on that ladder. 然后看到神的使者在梯子上上去下。And behold, Jehovah God was standing at the top of the ladder. 看啊，耶和华神在梯子的顶上。And you know, Jacob was lying. Was sleeping at the end of the ladder. 雅各是躺卧睡在梯子的下端。And in a sense, that ladder joined Jacob to God and God to Jacob. 也就是说，这个梯子把神跟雅各连上。And there God spoke to Jacob. 然后在那里，神向雅各说话。God promised him all the promises.That God gave Abraham his father. 神对他应许了他给他亚伯拉罕一切的应许。How his seed will have all the land that God has promised to his father. 神应许他的后裔必得到神向他祖父亚伯拉罕所应许。And he shall be as the sand on the seashore.然后他的后裔好像地上的尘沙那么多 ，and in his seed all the nations shall be blessed。他记得他的后裔万国都有福。In other words, all that God has promised to Abraham, God re-promised to Jacob。换一句话说，神向亚伯拉罕所应许的，神再一次应许给雅各。And God said, I will take care of you.神说我会一直的看顾你 I will see to it that you will return home 我会保佑你看着你要回到你自己家 And I will do all that I have said to you 我要做成圣经所应许的 And Jacob woke up 雅各睡醒了 It was a dream 只是一个梦 And he said I do not know that God is here他说：“耶和华真在这里，我已经不知道。” He was all alone. 他是一个人在那。In a sense, forsaken by man.
从一个角度来讲，人都遗弃了他。
Because of what he did,
是因为他所做的。
He lost everything.
他失去了一切。
All that he tried to grab at were lost.他想要抓的这一切都失去了 ，and he lost more than he tried to grab.
他失去的比他想要抓到的更多。
He was in the most miserable condition.
他实在是一个非常困难的一个光景里面。
But at his most miserable condition,
在这一个这样艰难的一个环境的里面
，God.So here you find the grace of God.
你这里看到神的恩典。
He thought that he was all by himself. 他以为他是一个人在那。But God was with him. 但神他在。He saw the heaven open. 他的天向他打开。He saw God himself. 他看到神自己。He heard God's promises. 他听到神的应许。And he said, 他说 This is a dreadful place.
说这是何等可畏的地方。
Now, brothers and sisters,
兄弟们
think a little bit about it. 想一想。Here was a man.
他是个人
who was in such
他是在这样特别的光景底下
We would say God probably have forsaken me 不过我是说神也离弃了他。 And unexpectedly, God was with him. 但是不意外的神就与他同在。 And we had the presence of God. 如今我们在神同在里面。 We were in this is the most blessed place.
我们是在这是最蒙福的地方。但是耶稣说，
This is a dreadful place.
但是 雅各说：“这地方何等可畏！”为什么？
Because he was not prepared to be God.
因为他没有预备好在那里遇见神。
He was unfit to be God.
他就不适合遇见神。
So to him, this was a dreadful place.
对他来讲，这是一个可畏的地方。
He never expected that God was here.
他没有想到神在这里。
And yet God's grace came upon this man.
但是神的恩典临到这个人。
The heaven was open. Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
sometimes you find in the most unexpected condition.
很多时候你在一个最预想不到的环境里面,
God's grace will open heaven to you.
神的恩典,
and there he saw that letter.
在那里他看到神的妻子。
Now it is the letter that connects God with man and man with God.
是那个妻子把人与神，神与人连接。
God alone does not make a house.
神自己不能够成为他的家。
Man alone cannot make a house.
你们人也不能够成为一个家,
but God and man makes the house of God.
但是神与人就能够成为神的家,
but it is the letter that brings God and man together.
是那个妻子把神跟人带到一起。
And I believe that brothers and sisters,
我相信弟兄姊妹们,
you remember in the Gospel of John chapter 1,
你知道在约翰福音第一章的里面,
there was a man who was called
Nathanael.
And he was a true Israelite. And friend, his friend Philip led him to Jesus. Our Lord Jesus spoke to him and said, you are a true Israelite. There was no doubt in you.
But I still didn't have any hope with
God. And the angel said, now how did you know me? The Lord said, I saw you under the fig tree.
Oh, you're so with us, so he said, what was so decent when you can't get it?
Evidently, Nathaniel, when he was under that fig tree,
oh, you saw that, not only, how that is, what was so decent as
well. You know, the fig tree is a symbol of the nation of Israel. So probably when he was under that fig tree,
当他在树底下的时候,
he was thinking about the nation of Israel. All the nation for Israel was chosen by God. But now, look at the condition of Israel. So he must be worried about the whole situation. He was concerned with the actual situation of the chosen people of God. Maybe he was thinking of where is the Messiah?
他们在那里讲弥赛亚在哪?
Where will the promise of God become true?
神的应许何时才能够实现?
But our Lord Jesus saw into him.
但是我们的主寻找着他。
He saw him.
他看到他。
Not just outwardly.
Of course, right here.
But our Lord saw through him.
我们的主是看透他的。
He said, you are a true Israel.
他说是真实以色列人。
There is no guile in you.
在你的里面没有诡诈。
And when Nathaniel heard this,
当他的人听到,
he said, my God.
他说, 我的神,
my Lord,
我的主,
and the Lord Jesus said,
我们的主耶稣说,
you shall see greatly.
所以你会看着重大的事。
You shall see a letter standing up. And angels ascending and descending upon them.
Oh, 有使者在上面上去下来。
Nathaniel was only thinking of the nation of
Israel.
The earthly people of God.
What
will be the future of the earthly people of God? But the Lord revealed to him something more. Because our Lord Himself is that letter.
You know, it is the
letter that has set us on this
earth.
The Word became flesh.
道成肉身,
and tabernacle of the man.
住在人里面,
full of grace and truth.
满恩典与真理,
our Lord is the letter that connects earth to
heaven. 我们的主乃是那个金子把天地连上,
our Lord is the letter that connects man with God.
我们的主乃是那个金子把人连到神里面前,
man has gone astray.
人偏离了路,
man has sinned.
人犯了罪,
men are far away from God.
人远离了神,
men are in a condition like Jacob was.
人过着阿根达困苦的光景,
but God in His mercy and grace,
神在他的恩典跟怜悯的底下,
sent His only begotten Son into this world.
他差他的独生爱子来到这个世界,
to connect man again with God.
把
人再次连到神的面前。 So you find the angels are very active
working,
bringing God to man and man to God.
把神带到人中间, 把人带到神面前,
drawing God and man together.
把人跟神连在一起,
and all the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ.
以至于一切神的应许在基督耶稣里面都是是的。
Brothers and sisters, here you will find a type.
你在这里看到一个预表,
but the reality has already come.
那个时机已经来了,
and thank God that we have Christ Jesus as our
leader.
Without Him, we can never go to God.
离开了他, 我们不能来到神,
nor can God come to us.
神也不能够来到我们中间,
He is the one who joins us together.
他是把我们与神连上的。
If man and God are joined together,
人与神能够连接,
there is the house of God.
在那个地方就是神的家。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
even before the foundation of the world,
从创世以前,
God has a desire.
神有一个心意,
He wants to dwell on a man.
他要住在人间,
this is God's sovereign will.
这是神主宰里面的旨意.
He doesn't know why.
我们不知道为什么,
not likely it is love.
可能是因为他的爱。
So you find it even before the world's foundation.
所以你发现在创世以前,
God already has this thought.
神已经在他的心中有这样的信念.
He wants man to be his house.
他要人成为他的家.
Or we can put it in another way.
或者这样说,
because in the Bible, the word house,
因为在圣经里面, 家,
can be a dwelling place.
可以成为, 可以说是一个居所,
it can also be interpreted as a household of God.
也可以说是一个家庭,
that is the home of God. 是神的家。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们 does it ever come to your mind?
你有没有这样想过
that our God is homeless?
我们的主是无家的人。
He who created the heavens and the earth,
他创造了天地。
And yet he was homeless.
但是他是无家。
The heavens and the earth could not satisfy his heart.
天跟地不能够满足他的心。
According to Isaiah,
根据以赛亚，以赛亚书
chapter 66, verses 1 and 2,
第六十六章第一第二节。
It says, Heaven, all my throne.
这里说天是我的座位。
And the earth is my footstool.
地是我的脚的。
Now, when you think of throne and footstool,
当你们讲到座位跟脚凳的时候
does it give you any thought about at home?
你可以想到那个是家吗？
Or what is the impression?That is to you.
Okay, 你的印象啊是什么呢
？Heaven of my throne.
天是我的座位。
Earth is my throne.
地是我的脚凳。
Well, this is God's office.
这是神的办公厅。
So evidently, God created heaven and earth.
神创造天地。
And they are just His office.
这只不过是他的办公室。
And that's where He works.
这是他工作的地方。
But where is his home?
那他的家在哪里
？God said, "Where is it?"
神说，家在哪
？Does God dwell in a building built with man's hand?
神岂能住在人手所造的房屋里面呢
？No. We find God look upon the afflicted and the humble.Pride in spirit.
我们看神乃是看顾那虚心痛悔人这等人
，and who tremble at his name.
是因这神的话为圣经的人。
In other words,
换句话说
，heaven and earth cannot satisfy his heart.
天跟地不能够满足他的心。
But he looks for a people.
他要得的是
a people who are afflicted and contrite in spirit.
那些人的心是虚心痛悔的
，and who tremble at His word，
是因着神的话而战兢的人。
And there, God will dwell with them，
在那里神会居在住在其中。
So here you find the story of Jacob again。
你在这中再看到雅各的故事。
So Jacob was homeless。
雅各是无家的。
他坐在窗里，他的爸爸说。
哦，当他在家里面，从来没有这样想过。
But now he away from
home. 哦，这样他离开了家。
He began to think of his home.
他就想到他的家。
But he was home.
但他无家可归。
A homeless person.
一个无家可归的人。
Lying there on the ground.
哦，睡在地上。
With a stone at his pillow.
哦，一块石头作为枕头。
You can never think of a more pitiful situation than Jacob.
你实在没有想到一个光景比雅各当时的情况更可怜。
But there God over there.
在那个地方
是吧
天上的阳台。
Show him that God also is homeless.
告诉他神也是无家可归。
A homeless God met a homeless man.
一个无家可归的神遇见一个无家可归的人
，and join these two together，
把这两个连在一起
，and there you find the house of God，
在那里你看到神的家
，God dwells among men，
神住在人中间
，brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，this is God's desire，
这是神的心意。
Jacob was not prepared for that.
雅各还没有预备这样的事情。
I wonder, brothers and sisters, are we prepared for this?
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你预备好这样的遇见没有
？The Lord has come into this world.
神已经，我们的主已经来到这个
地上。And He has already join man and God, God and man together.
他已经把人跟神、神跟人连接了。
But are we prepared for this vision?
我们有没有预备好看到这个意象？
You find there this is not only the house of God.
你看到这里，这里不单的是神的家。
Jesus said this is the gate of heaven.
雅各说，这乃是天的门。
Why is it so?
为什么呢？
Because we know that God is in heaven.
我们知道神在天上。
And we are on earth.
我们在地上。
God is heavenly in his character, in his nature.
神的本质乃是属天的。
And we are earthly in our nature.
我们的本质乃是属地的。
These two do not fit together.
这两个不能够相合。
You cannot bring the earth into heaven.
你不能够把地带到天上。
Because they do not come together.
因为只要他们不相配。
So something must be done.
所以在这里要做一件事情。
Here's the prime Jacob said, now this is the house of God.
雅各在这里说，这乃是神的殿。
And this is the gate of heaven.
这是天的门。
Jacob realized this.
雅各看到了一点。
That as an earthly person,
作为一个属地的人,
he cannot be joined to God who is in heaven.
他不能够与属天的神连接。
But this vision opened the way.
但是这一声鸡叫打开了通天之路。
The letter will lead him from earth to heaven.
这个妻子带他从地到天上。
He has to leave the earth behind.
他要把地
And from the ladder, he has to ascend to heaven.
这就是天子他升到天上。
God has already come down from heaven to earth.
神已经从天降到地上。
In the person of his beloved son.
是在他所爱的儿子的身上。
Now, the angels will work God's work.
天使在那里做神的工作。
They will minister to those who are redeemed.
他叫那些被救赎过来的人在那里服侍他们。
To bring us out of earth into heaven.
把我们带离地，带进天。
So when we first believe in the Lord Jesus.
好，当我们刚信主耶稣的时候。
The heaven was opened to us.
天上不打开。
But it is not God's will that we should remain earthly.
但这个旨意不是叫我们留在主地的里面。
And we should remain as Jacob does a phantom.
我们好像是雅各那样。
Even though at the time we are redeemed,
好像是当我们被救赎的时候,
there is much in us that are unfit for heaven.
在我们的里面有实在很多的东西是与神不相配。
Unfit to the house of God.
是与神的家不相合的。
And these have to be dealt with.
这些要受对付。
So everything that is earthly,
一切属地的,
everything that is natural,
那一切是天然的,
everything that is of the flesh,
那些是不肉体的,
everything that is of this present world,
那属于这个世界,
everything that is not of God,
那些不属于神的,
everything that is not spiritual,
那些不是属灵的,
everything that is not heavenly,
那些不是属天的,
we find that God has to deal with us.
我们知道神要对付这些,
and these things have to be cut off.
这些要被除去。
The cross has to work in our lives.
是加在我们生命里面做工。
To take away all these that are unfit for heaven.
除去这些与天不相符合的。
That cannot be in the house of God.
就不能够带进神的家。
In order that we may be transformed.
这样我们才能够被改变,
and be conformed to the image of God's beloved Son.
才能够给我们神儿子的形象,
then we be truly the house of God.
那我们就真正成为神的家,
we can dwell in Him and He dwells in us.
我们能够住在他的里面, 他能够住在我们中间。
God's house has to be like God.
神的家要像神,
just like in any house that you live,
就像你的家,
That means you say you have a character.
如果你是在一个律法的里面,
and you have to take it as it is.
你就要它是怎么样，你能够住在其中。
But your heart is not satisfied.
但你的心不够满。
Now if you want to have your own house,
如果你要有你自己的家,
if you want to have your own home,
如果你有你自己的房子,
and you will find that you want everything just fit your own taste.
你就要一切都适合你自己的胃口。
And because if it fits to your taste, then you rest in your heart.
因为如果是适合你自己的想法，你就能够在其中得安心。
Otherwise you will be restless.
不然你就没有办法得安心。
This is the house of God.
这是神的家。
The house of God has to be like God.
神的家要像神。
Everything will speak of God's nature and character.
家里面的每一点每一滴都说出神的性情，神的结构。
And only then can God rest in man.
就这样，神才能够安息在人中间。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
ever come to your mind?
你有没有这样想过？
How unfit you are for the house of God.
我们是多么不适合成为神的家。
Do you realize that how much God has worked in our lives?
你有没有想到神在我们生命里面要做多少的工作？
To take away all that is unfit.
把除去这一些不适合神家的。
He opens the heavens to us.
他把天上的打开。
The gate of heaven is open.
神的天的门已经开了。
And we shall enter in.
我们要进入。
And on the way, He will gradually transform us.
他就一步一步地改变我们。
And we will be like God.
我们能够像神。
We will take above the character of ourselves as the character of God.
我们能够得到神的性情。
We will conform to the image of God's Son.
我们能够给磨成神儿子的形象。
And then you find we are truly God's Son.
然后就发现，那才是真实神的家。And
God can really rest among His people.
神能够安息在他的儿女中间。
And at the same time, we rest in God.
同时，我们在神的里面也得享安息。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
here you'll find Jacob when he woke up.
你发现当雅各醒来的时候，
he called his place bed.
他叫这个地方叫伯特利。
Bethlehem is the house of God.
伯特利是神的殿，神的家庭。
And he set up that stone pillow into a pillar.
他就把那个枕头的石头密做的柱子。
And he poured oil on it.
他浇油在其上。
And he bowed and bowed to God.
他就向神许愿。
Now here you find his true Jacob.
你发现这里人就是雅各。
Even though God has promised him so much,
神虽然是应许把那么多给他。
All the promises God gave Abraham, God gave to Jacob.
神给应许给亚伯拉罕的都应许了给雅各。
And God also assured him,
神在那里真是应许他。
That he will be with him.
神与他同在，应许的应许。
他不离开他， Under everything is done.
直到他所允许的都成全。但是你看看雅各，他的许愿，他说神若因
you really keep me,
说神，如果你真是保守我。
If you give me bread to eat,
你给我东西吃,
a garment to wear,
有衣服穿,
and if you leave me back home,
如果你把我带回我父亲家,
I will make you my God.
那我就必以耶和华为我。
And this pillar shall be God's
house. 那这个柱子要成为神的殿。
And without fail, I will give you one tenth.
然后反正我只给我这十分之一献给你。
Jacob is still that bargaining Jacob.
你看，两个孩子天天吵架，吵架，吵架。
God gives everything to him freely.
神把一切都
白白给他。
He is all of grace. 都是恩典。
But they don't understand grace. 但是他们不认识真理, 就连 everything has no body.
而他们上来讲, 每件事都找到,
everything has no grace.
每一件事都发过来,
so you find that you only expect a little thing of God.
所以你看到他只是从神那里，他只是愿意得到一点而已。
Even that little thing is conditional.
就是那一点是开始条件。
But he said, now if you will do this,
他们觉得你如果不得行,
I will take you as my God.
我就以你做我的神。
And this stone pillar,
这个
will be God.
柱子是你的家,
and I will give you one thing.
而我所有的一切，是什么给你？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
is this our condition?
这是我们的光景化。
You know, sometimes we laugh at it.
很多时候我们笑着说,
with such a tremendous vision,
在这么大的意象中间,
that vision just caught him out.
真的,
there's heaven.
哦，那个。
你像一个把它提到三重天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天上的天上，他从天 to make us his own. 他让我们成为他的家。
He wants to dwell among us.
他要住在我们中间。
And we will have our dwelling in him.
我们也可以住在他的里面。
All the promises of God.
神一切的应许。
Oh, yes, amen in Christ Jesus.
在耶稣基督里面都是是的。
And yet, brothers and sisters, you don't
do that.
How little faith.
我们是多么没有信心的，
不要羞耻你，
我们还在那里祷
告。不要羞耻你，对不对？
好，如果你跟我说这一点
，Then I will repay you。
那我就这样来偿还你。
So you find it took God 20 years。
所以你发现神要再做工20年
，20 years，
20多年。
God work in Jacob。
神在雅各的身上做
，put him into situation，
神把他放在各种的环境里面
，to open his eyes，
打开了眼睛
，to see who Jacob really is，
让他看到雅各到底是怎样的一个人
，because in his father-in-law，
因为在他的岳父那里，
在
拉班那里
，he saw himself。
哦，他看到他是这样
，he made a match。
哦，他跟人遇到对手了
，it's a mirror image。
哦，跟那个人就是一样。
For 20 years，
20年
，he has to go through the grind。
他在那里这样被磨
，and gradually God began to transform。
慢慢的神在里面改变他
，to make him Israel instead of Jacob，
让他成为以色列，而不再是雅各。
Even after he returned to Canaan,
somehow without Jonah
anymore, even God met him.
在河边再次遇见他。
And even God wrestled with him.
神在那里与他生交。
He wrestled with God all night.
他整晚与神生交。
He was strong.
他是那样的强壮
，until the angel of God touched his eye，
直到天使在他大腿里面摸一下
，and Jacob strength went up，
雅各就再没有力量。
He clung upon the angel of God，
他抓住神的使者
，bless him，
求你祝福。
I will not let you go.
不然我就放你走。
Because without me, I have nothing.
因为我如果没有离开你，我现在什么都没有。
All my strength is gone.
我的能力都没有了。
I lean upon you.
我完全依靠你。
And God said,
神说 Your name shall become Israel.
你的名字要叫以色列，
就是至少个
神的王子。
Now even with such heaven, 既然就算有这样的经历 ，You find Jacob after he returned to Canaan.
当雅各回到迦南
，He was still choosing his own covenant.
他还用他自己的生命。
He tried to arrange everything.
他的那些安排一切
，And yet he knew he was not secure.
他还是没有把握。
He still cheated his brother.
他还在那里欺骗他的哥哥。
And God dealt with him and dealt with him.
神对他，
也希望他能够掉进那边。
是在世界神再对他，
那就换了那个。
对父亲说
，Now you go back to back.
你现在回伯特利。
Where you now unto me?
你在那个地方向我许愿了。
And Jacob returned to Bethel.
雅各回到伯特利。
And he built an altar.
他在那里住了一座坛，
宣告神。
神说
：“Now your name shall be Israel。”
现在你要改名叫什么
？So he called that place El Bet。
他就称那个地方为耶勒伯特利。
That is in Genesis chapter 35。
那是在启示录35。
God is the God of the house of God。
神乃是神家的神。
It is God who enabled us to be His house.
是神叫我们能够成为神的家。
It is the word of grace that brought us into the reality of God's house.
那是神的恩典把我们做成，叫我们能够成为神家的实际。
God is the Almighty God.
神是全能的神。
He is the All-Sufficient God.
他是那位全丰的神。
He does everything.
他做出一切。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
This is the first mentioning of the house of God.
这是神的家在圣经里面头一次用到的。
So all the spiritual principles of God's house you can find in this story.
神家一切，神的家这个词，一切的原则，在这个故事的里面。都可以找到。
When we read Luke chapter 15,
当我们看路加十五章的时候
，we think of the story. We usually it is a story of the prodigal son.
我们说这是浪子的比喻。
And because our emphasis,
因为我们的重点。
Our attention is on the prodigal son.
因为我们所注意的乃是那个浪子。
Because we know this prodigal son.
因为我们认识这个浪子。
It is our experience.
这是我们的经历。
那 how we receive everything from God.
我们从什么里得到一切
？Our life, our talent, our time, everything.
我们的生命，我们的时间。我们的才干
is all given by God,
都是神赏的。
And yet we went far away from God's house.
但是我们竟然远离了神的家。
And we wasted everything on ourselves.
我们为了我们自己耗尽了一切。
We reduced ourselves to poverty.
我们把自己变成一个贫穷的人。
So spiritual poverty.
我们落在一个属灵的贫穷当中。
We had no hope.
我们没有指望。
That is before us.
是我们的前途。
And we are like a prodigal son.
我们都像那个浪子。
By the grace of God, He dawned upon us.
因为神的恩典是临到我们。
Our father's house had food to eat.
我们的父家有东西吃。
And we should be starving to death.
我们不应该这样被饿。
You know when we really repent.And return to God.
当我们真正的回转到神的跟前
，then we are still rather selfish.
我们还是非常的自私。
We return to God. We believe in Jesus for what?
回转到神跟前，我们信耶稣为了什么呢
？For our sake.
为了我们自己的需要。
want to go to hell.
哦, 我们愿意下地狱,
we want to go to heaven.
我们要去天堂,
and we want to enjoy the father's family.
哦, 我们要享受父家的丰富,
everything is for us.
哦, 一切都是我,
God is for us.
哦, 神是为了我,
Christ is for us.